Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. The clock is ticking for controversial religious leader Apollo Quiboloy. He has until Friday to respond to a show cause order issued by Senator Risa Ontiveros, asking him to explain why he should not be arrested by the Senate. Failure to do so would lead to his arrest. Ontiveros is leading the Senate probe on the alleged crimes committed by the Kingdom of Jesus Christ leader. She earlier cited him in contempt for repeatedly snubbing the inquiry. The Philippine military says over 50 Chinese ships and fishing boats were spotted in the vicinity of Scarborough Shoal, Ayungan Shoal, and Pag-asa Island as of Monday. Despite this, the armed forces vows to continue its rotation and resupply missions to Filipino fishermen and troops within the country's exclusive economic zone. Earlier this month, a Chinese Coast Guard ship fired a water cannon and collided with a Philippine resupply vessel. Four Filipinos were injured in the incident. German business leaders pledged billions of dollars in investments to the Philippines during President Marcos's working visit in Germany. These deals include development of partner hospitals, organic farming projects, as well as solar cell manufacturing facilities. In his speech before a business forum, President Marcos said the Philippine government is looking forward to fostering strong business partnerships and collaborations with Germany. And the Highway Patrol Group urging motorists to take caution while on the streets after a motorcycle rider died in a collision on Skyway Stage 3 Sunday. Video footage shows the rider counterflowing, speeding past officers on patrol, leading to a collision with an SUV. Authorities assert 150cc motorcycles are not allowed on the Skyway. Further investigation showed the motorcycle rider was drunk. Although it was clearly not the SUV driver's fault, they still had to settle the case with the family of the counterflowing rider. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.